Patient last name is Sanderson, S-A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Sanderson, first name is Randy, R-A-N-D-Y. Date of visit is April 28th, 2023. Date of birth is November 3, 1954. CDCR number is K16091. Again, K16091. Next we have a chief complaint, Parkinson's disease. And stroke. Next to a history causing illness. Patient is a patient has history of Parkinson's disease and stroke. For stroke, patient patient has been taking carbidopa levodopa for Parkinson's disease. So first up, the carbidopa levodopa is very effective for the Parkinson's disease. So first up, patient is taking it 3 times a day. First up, there's no side effects. So first up, patient is tolerating well to the medication. First up, patient denies any nausea or vomiting. First up, and next up, patient's also been taking the Seroquel for the hallucination symptoms. So first up, the Seroquel has also been working very well for the hallucination symptoms. So first up, there's no significant side effects. So first up, patient denies any new hemiparesis, any body sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, there's no new stroke symptoms. So first up, the patient's been taking aspirin 81 milligrams per day and Plavix 75 milligrams per day. First up, the next step paragraph, a neurological examination, mental state examination, patient's awake and alert. There's no aphasia. First up, cranial nerve examination, patient has monotonous voice. So first up, patient has masked face. So first up, patient has bradykinesia and the facial muscles. So first up, next one, motor examination, patient has resting tremors, common mostly in the right arm, common more than the left arm. First up, the arm strength are 4+ bilaterally. First up, there's a minimal cardiac rigidity in the arm. So first up, next step paragraph, impression number one, Parkinson's disease. So first up, stable on carbidopa, levodopa 3 times a day. First up, the medication is helping the tremors. So first up, impression number two, the history of stroke in 1997 resulted in right hemiparesis. So first up, the patient has no new stroke-like symptoms. So first up, patient is taking aspirin and Plavix. So first up, impression number three, hallucination, paranoia, likely due to Parkinson's disease as part of the Parkinson's disease. First up, the Seroquel has been effective. First up, patient was previously on amantadine. First up, it was already discontinued. So first up, next word recommendation, explain the patient without diagnosis. And so continue carbidopa, levodopa 25/100 milligrams, one pill 3 times a day. Next number, continue to take aspirin 81 milligrams per day. Next number, continue to take Plavix 75 milligrams per day. Next number, continue to take the Seroquel 25 milligrams once a night. Next time we continue the atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day. I'm sorry, continue the Seroquel 25 milligram pills, 2.5 pills. I'm sorry, continue the Seroquel 25 milligrams, one pill per day, first up, one pill per day for the Seroquel, first up, for hallucination symptoms. Next number, explain the patient common side effects of these medications. Next number, recommend follow up with the neurologist in 6 months, first up. Next number, this marks certain medication. Next patient, last name is C-R-O-S-S-N-O, again, C-R-O-S-S-N-O, first name is Scott, S-E-T. S-C-O-T-T, a date of visit is April 26, 2023. Date of birth is February 27, 1967. Referring physician is Corcoran State Prison, C-O-R-C-O-R-A-N, State Prison. Next step, part of a chief complaint. A chief complaint is chief complaint is a stroke. An expert physical present in this vision is a patient is a patient has history of a stroke, of a starvation history of the left middle cerebral artery stroke, of a starvation also history of atrial fibrillation for a patient has been taking Eliquis for the atrial fibrillation for Parkinson's. The stroke of a patient significant aphasia for a patient also have expressive aphasia and severe expressive aphasia for a patient also have right facial droop for it was thought that the atrial fibrillation was the cause for the left middle cerebral artery ischemic stroke for a patient also have history of cardiomyopathy for next paragraph next paragraph, past medical history. Past medical history is past medical history, history of a stroke account on the left, MCA distribution stroke, next number, atrial fibrillation, next number, cardiomyopathy, next number, next number other past medical history include an asthma, back pain, benign postural hypertrophy, chronic low back pain, expressive aphasia, hepatitis C, hypertension, hypothyroidism, a major depressive disorder, substance abuse history. Next part of a current medication, olanzapine, acetaminophen, Eliquis 5 milligrams on 1 POPID, carbetolol, docusate, enalapril, electrolose, levothyroxine, terbinafine, next round of allergies, unable to determine the allergies to medications. Next, the third of a review assistant unable to obtain given the patient has a significant expressive aphasia. Family history unable to obtain given the patient has significant expressive aphasia. Next, the social history unable to obtain given the patient has significant expressive aphasia. Next, we have a neurological examination, mental state examination. Patients awake and alert. For step, half a patient have severe expressive aphasia. For step, a patient has significant difficulty to speak. For step, they speak slowly. For step, half a patient is able to follow one step commands. Of course, he's not able to follow three step commands. Of course, he was able to follow one step command, such as closing an eye or lifting a leg. Of course, a patient is not able to do calculation. Of course, a patient is 0, 7 to 0 out of 5. Of course, a patient does not know his date of birth. Of course, a patient is not able to pronounce his name. Of course, a cranial nerve examination patient of right facial droop. Disconjugate gaze. Motor examination patient is not able to follow commands. However, patient seems to have the right hemiparesis. A strength examination is not possible given this significant aphasia. Sensory examination unable to perform the unable to perform given his face here, first up. The next paragraph, impressions, number one, history of left middle cerebral artery ischemic stroke with hemorrhagic conversion, first up. Impression number two, severe expressive aphasia due to the left middle cerebral artery stroke, first up. Next up, impression number three, atrial fibrillation. First up, a patient is currently taking Eliquis. First up, next number, cardiomyopathy. Next up, paragraph, recommendation, explain your vision of the above diagnosis. Next number, recommendation to continue speech therapy, if available in the prison. First up, next number. Continue Eliquis at 5 milligrams twice a day. First up, patients should also be seeing a cardiologist at time for cardiomyopathy and atrial fibrillation. Next number. Cholesterol medication, atopic statin, first up, next number. I'm sorry, patient need to have a statin medication, first up. If he's not taking atopic statin, recommend start a patient on atopic statin, 40 milligrams a day, first up, next number. Blood pressure range goal should be normal range. First up, his blood pressure will be handled by the primary care doctor. First up, the optimal range will be normal range. First up, next number. Next paragraph. Next number. Given the given the large area of middle cerebral artery ischemic infarct, the kind of patient will likely remain to have significant aphasia. First up. CT scan, which is done on January 10 of 2023, shows a large chronic left MCA distribution infarct. Next paragraph, I recommend patient file with a neurologist in 3 months. First up, next one, this marks a DN application. Next patient, last thing is CAVALIER. Again, CAVALIER. First name is Robert. Date of visit is April 26, 2023. Date of birth is July 6, 1972. Next paragraph, our chief complaint is post-concussion syndrome, and low back pain with ridiculous symptoms down to the both feet. and toes with a tingling and the symptoms of first stab. Next, the paragraph, a history of passing on inspection of the history of a stabbing injury resulted in punctured lungs and collapsed lungs, a comma, chest tube placement, a comma, injury to the left ear and low back, a patient since has significant symptoms for the low back pain, a patient also sustained pain to the left shoulder, patient also have dizziness symptoms. The first patient is taking meclizine. It's been helping him. Patient also left a trigeminal neuralgia comma, as the result of the stabbing injury. Next breath, a patient tells me that he has been having tingling numbness in the toes bilaterally. He has significant low back pain with ridiculous symptoms down to the legs. Physical examination, mental examination, patient's awake and alert. There's no aphasia. A cranial nerve examination, patient in the face is symmetric. A patient does not have any dysarthria. Extracurricular motor intact. Initial motor examination, a patient has weakness of the left arm. The left arm has significant weakness, unable to lift the left arm above the shoulder level. The left biceps are 4 minus out of 5. The left triceps are 4 minus out of 5. The right arm has full strength of 5 out of 5. Sensory examination, patient has decreased sensation to the toes bilaterally. Patient also decreased sensation to the feet bilaterally. Next paragraph. An EMG nerve conduction study of the legs will perform today. The EMG nerve conduction study of the legs bilaterally were normal. There was no electrodiagnostic evidence of a bilateral lumbar radiculopathy, lumbosacral flexopathy, peroneal neuropathy, tibial neuropathy, and peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph. Status post stabbing wound to the left shoulder, comma, neck, impression number two, left trigeminal neuralgia, comma, due to the stabbing injury, impression number three, post concussion syndrome, after the head injury, May 21, 2021, history of dizziness and vertigo. Patient tells me that meclizine has been useful in helping his symptoms. Explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Explain to patient the nerve conduction study of the legs were normal. Recommendation to continue the gabapentin 400 milligrams every 8 hours for the left face pain from the trigeminal neuralgia pain for 7 weeks. Continue meclizine 25 milligrams as needed basis twice a day for the dizziness for 7 weeks. Explain to patient common side effects from these medications for 7 weeks. Recommendation filed with the neurologist in 6 months for 7 weeks. This marks a gene of mutation.